Thought for today. It's a wonderful day. As I walked up the path to the embassy, I saw the crocuses all abloom in the garden on this 22nd day of February, 2002. Little by little, even though it's February, spring is coming to the campus, and the trees are pushing forth their buds. A little early, but they don't mind. If it gets a cool spell, they'll just sit for a moment and wait. And then when the sun comes out like it does so beautifully, then they pop it out. And they say, yes, I like me. Our topic today, be excited about what you would like to see more of in your life. Be excited about what you'd like to see more of in your life. Be excited about what you'd like to see more of in your life. Some people are complainers, and they wonder why they see complaints and unhappiness in their life. Some people are Pollyanna, and they're full of light and love and joy and peace and harmony, and that's all they see in their life. Can't you see there are problems in the world? Nope. Can't you see there's trouble? Nope. Can't you see some things aren't nice? Nope. What a strange person. What a strange person who is unable to see reality. Well, what is reality? Who's unable to see the facts. Just the facts. And what are the facts? We know a dozen people see one accident and they have a dozen different reports. Some not serious and some real serious. Some gentle and some terrible. Some people see a beautiful sunrise and they say the sun gets in their eyes and blinds them as they're driving their way to work. Other people look at the sunrise and say, what a glorious day. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful experience it is to wake up in the morning and see the sun shining so bright and see it perhaps coming through the morning clouds, or maybe just in the pristine sky itself, shining out so beautiful. As I walked the path early this morning, about 3:30, something like that, I looked out and I saw the Big Dipper. You know what the Big Dipper is?
No.
You don't know what the Big Dipper is?
No.
It's a series of stars that look like a dipper. And they have 1, 2, 3, 4, and then this side and that side and that side and that side. Well, you don't know about the Big Dipper, my goodness. The Big Dipper points with the tip of its dipper at the North Star. It always points at the North Star. If you haven't seen it, I'll point it out to you. But the dipper goes around like this, you know, circling around the North Star, keeping its point of the dipper always pointing at the North Star. So if you have a difficulty knowing what direction you're going, and it's nighttime, you can look up and see the Big Dipper, and then look up the tip of the Big Dipper, and you'll see the North Star. As you walk down our main road here on campus, and you walk toward the north, and you're in the middle of the night, you see the North Star directly in line with that road. It's a north and south road. Very beautiful. There are so many things in life that if we will see, we'll have fun with them. Be excited about what you'd like to see in your life. What would you like to see in your life? Would you like to see harmony in your life? Then be excited about every little bit of harmony that comes your way. Because as you're excited about every little bit of harmony that comes your way, you compound that. You make it all the more beautiful. When you give of yourself to the harmony, you make it all the more beautiful. So if you see, for instance, you're vacuuming the floor, a very mundane, ordinary thing, but do you vacuum the floor with love? Do you vacuum the floor so that all the lines are neatly in order? So that when you go back and forth across the carpet, you look at it and you say, they're all in perfect alignment? When you mow the lawn, How many of you have ever mowed the lawn with a lawnmower? If you go around the edges and whistle around here and around there, that's all fine and dandy. But when you mow the lawn and you go straight this way and straight that way, and then you do a cross pattern this way and that way, you have a perfectly cut lawn, and it looks like a checkerboard. And it's a perfect checkerboard because it goes this way and this way and this way and this way, this way and this way and this way and this way. And you look at it and you say, that is beautiful. Now, some people go to real extremes on making their checkerboard checkered. And they very carefully go to the very edge. And then they move the lawnmower over and they make it go back so that it doesn't even have a moving over period at the end. That's fun. That's fun. Did you ever dust a house? Some people have dusted houses. Now, what is your thought when you're going to dust a house? You're going to dust the house because you want to pick up the dust that's in the house. So you don't take a feather duster and go, shoo. That's just spreading the dust around. So it's no longer where it was. Now it's somewhere else. But you take a dust cloth. It's a cloth that has a little bit of oil in it. And you go over the various surfaces, unless it is a painted surface, then you take a cloth that's a little damp. And you go over all these surfaces, and you wipe them all beautifully clean. And then I come into the house. And I take my jacket, and my white jacket, and I throw it up over the top of the door, because I want to hang it there for a moment. And so I take my jacket and put it over the top of the door while I'm doing something. And then I take it off. Yuck! What's all that dirt on my jacket? Somebody didn't dust on top of the door. Who looks on top of a door? Well, God does. You should. I should. When we should dust everything. Move everything. Make everything perfect. And when we do that, what have we got when we're done? We have a wonderfully clean house for 10 minutes. Because that's all that'll last. You open the door and the dust comes in and things start settling back the way they were before. But at least you did what you felt you should do. And if you dust it regularly, the house will be basically clean. Now, is that a nice thing to have a clean house? Be excited about what you'd like to see more of in your life. Would you like to see more dust? Or would you like to see more cleanliness? I visit people in their homes. And I'm a bit of a cleanliness nut. And so as I'm visiting in their home, I see areas where the dirt hasn't been wiped off around the light switch. Or it hasn't been wiped off along the edge of the door. Or there's a place where people stand at the telephone on the wall, and they put their hand against the wall while they're talking. Yeah. And you can see the handprints. And so, when I'm visiting these people, that's not the case in my house, happily, but when I visit these people, I just take a damp cloth, and I put it under my hand, and I wipe the wall inconspicuously, so that, for me, it's clean. Now, I gave you the clue, but who am I cleaning for? For me. I like to see things nice and clean. I like to see things polished. When I see a beautiful car with something imperfect on it, like dust or something, I just like to go and dust it off. But I must remember, there are some things I shouldn't do. Because you don't dust off a beautiful paint surface like a car or like a table. Because if you do that, you drag the dust along the table and you scratch it. So, what would I like to see more of in my life? I'd like to see everything beautiful. And sometimes I make it beautiful. But basically, I see everything beautiful. I go back into the publishing office there, and that great big desk sitting there, lonely as can be, and just waiting for someone to do something beautiful to it. And what do we do in that office? We take that beautiful table and we set a bowl of fruit on it. And in no time at all, we're going to have circles on that beautiful desk from the bowl of fruit. Oh, no, not from the bowl of fruit. Hey, trust me, I know. The bowl of fruit should be set on a place where it's not going to hurt something. Things should be set in a manner where they're not, that desk is not a place to pile things. If we pile things on the desk, we make it so that no one's ever going to want to be in there. And when we always have everything in readiness, then it has usefulness. So, do we need a desk to pile things on? If we do, then we should get ourselves some cabinets to put these things in. What would we like to see more of? Piles on desks or orderliness? What would we like to see more of? Happy faces or sad faces? How do you see happy faces? By having a happy face yourself. By being happy yourself. By being delighted in your world. How do you see a wealthy world? By seeing everything abundant. Have you ever thought you'd like to have something, and then you thought, no, I haven't got the money for it, I cannot budget for it? If you've ever thought that you'd like to have something, and it was a little costly from one point of view, never say, I cannot budget for it. Just say, I now have this wonderful thing. Say, for instance, you'd like a new dress, or you'd like a new pair of shoes, or you'd like some new trousers. You don't say, I wish I could have a new pair of trousers, a new dress, or shoes. You don't say, I wish I would like it. You say, I now have it. What happens when you say, I now have it? Well, what happens is you're being excited about what you would like to see more of in your life. You're being excited about what you'd like to see demonstrate more in your life. And the way to have things demonstrate more in your life is to say that it's done. Because, remember, in the universal allness, everything exists. Everything. No matter whether we haven't thought about it before, everything exists. If we would like to have a car from the year 3000, cool, huh? It exists. We haven't demonstrated it yet. Can we demonstrate a car from the year 3000 right now? In the year 2002? Certainly we can. Have you tried it? And I don't mean by trying it. Have you applied yourself to doing it? Have you had the desire to do it? Is it something you'd like to see more of? No. We say over the years, things can only get better. And we say that for the housewife, the refrigerator has made it better. We say that the automobiles have become better, and the computers have become better. We say all these things are wonderful. Now, are they revealing something that doesn't exist, or are they revealing something that does exist? Why is it that we stop at revealing something on the level of 2002 when we have the capacity to deliver something on 3003? Why don't we do that? Well, we just haven't thought about it, really. Would you like to have more of that? Would you like to have a house in 3003? Would you like to have all of the appliances in 3003? Would you like to have whatever 3003 would bring to your backyard? A swimming pool, perhaps, a garage, cars, helicopters, who knows? What would you like to experience? All right, you start thinking these thoughts. Herb, you're really going deep now. You know, you're way out. And that's true. When you start thinking these thoughts, you go way out. We say that the Pharaoh building the pyramid could have had a 1999 Cadillac to ride around in if he wanted to. But he didn't have the imagination for it. But he did have the imagination for building this giant pyramid. He had the imagination for creating this massive piece of stone, if he did. He had the creative imagination for making himself a boat to go in the underworld or the other world and float across the magic mystical rivers. Why not? Why not think that right now you're enjoying what he would enjoy after he traveled across the ocean, after he traveled across the sea of nothingness into the allness? Think about these things. I would encourage you to do that. I would encourage you to think about the things that only dreams are made of, but think about them as a reality. Think about them as already existing, because they do already exist. Now, think about them and see more of whatever it is you wish to have in your life, but not what you wish to have, but see more of whatever it is that you would like in your life. Because if you want more happiness, you are happy. If you want more abundance, you circulate yourself in the areas and in the consciousness of abundance. If I give you $1 million, and you say, whoopee, I can give $100,000 to my mom, $100,000 to each of my brothers and sisters, and I can keep $100,000 for myself. Well, you won't keep $100,000 for yourself. You know what you'll do? You'll take that $100,000 and you go out and waff it. You go out and just spend it. Just have a ball. You buy yourself a house, cars, $100,000? That doesn't go that far. It doesn't go that far. Our expedition cost over $40,000. That's almost half of the $100,000. And houses are selling for $200,000 and $300,000. Modest houses. But you're rich. You can give it all away. Well, go right ahead. See, those people are not rich. Rich people make money grow. Rich people compound money and compound things. They have lovely circumstances in which they live because they live wisely and well. Do you really want that? Do you really want to give $100,000 to each of your relatives? Well, of course, you know, it shows how big I am. Yeah, well, after you've given it away, then how big are you? You see, nobody needs or wants what you have. Nobody even desires to have what you have. Everyone will look at you and say, you are rich, because you have a rich consciousness and you live in abundance. They won't say you are rich because you gave money to them. They won't say you are rich because you gave all that you have to the poor. Or would they? All that you have to the poor, and you followed your inner spiritual truth. Interesting, huh? Where are you? Where are you on this path of seeing more good in your life? Where are you? Be excited about what you'd like to see more of in your life. Are you excited about what you'd like to see more of in your life? Or are you pathetic about it? Are you saying, that's all she writes? Life is not a matter of that's all she writes. What is life? Life is a matter of this is just the beginning, right? This is just the beginning of the wonderful things that are being revealed in my life. How many of you have an older mother and father or grandma or grandpa? They lived in a time when the universe was much smaller, or bigger, however you want to look at it. They were people that might never have left their state. They might never have left their village. They had no reason to go somewhere else. They didn't know the joy of exploration. You have these people in your life. These people in your life who come from an ancient time, using horses and buggies, not having electricity. Can you imagine that? I can. Not having water. I can imagine that. We got the ranch over at the 200 acres, the Valley of the Seven Mountains. And when we were there, we had no water. We had no well. We had no electricity. We had no telephone. We were miles spiritually from electricity and telephone and everything. And the water was deep down in the ground. We didn't have a well. Well, little by little, we took care of that. We put a lovely well in. We got electricity in. They brought it right over the top of the mountain. The helicopters had to put the power lines in. And then when the power lines came in, the telephone line could come in. We didn't have remote control telephones. We didn't have telephones that could reach for miles. We didn't have cellular phones. How lovely that would have been. What a great benefit it would have been. But you see, they were there. The cellular phones were there. These things all were there. And they all were there in today's expertise. But we didn't chase after it. We didn't pursue it. We didn't say, we now have the perfect telephone. And if we had the perfect telephone, there would have to be the perfect exchange to have the telephone operate through it. There would have to be the perfect powerhouses for the electricity to operate through it. You see, when you put these causes in motion, when you begin to recognize that you're being excited about what you'd like to see more of in your life, you begin to see more of it in your life. And you will always see more of it in your life when you're excited about it. Could you be excited? I had the Valley of the Seven Mountains, and we were like maybe 2 miles from the chicken ranch. And I knew the people at the chicken ranch, and they were in line of sight. And I said, how about if we put a telephone line of sight with you there to have a phone on my place? Oh, they said, anything you want to do. Take one of our offices, take one of our desks, you know, just make yourself at home here. Everybody was offering me places like that. And so I was in the process of setting it up. And it was going to have a telephone that would beam over. They do operate it, and they did operate at that time, and that was a very functional thing, but it was unique. It was not something that everyone did. And it worked for a period. I had a telephone. Now, I didn't have a laser beam to send over electricity, so I had a generator. And that generator worked very nicely, producing electricity. Now, little by little, I said to the electric company, hey, bring in the power. And they brought it in. But they didn't bring it in until I asked. They didn't bring it in until I had the vision, the dream, until I wanted to see more of that in my life. Nothing comes to us until we set the cause in motion of the things that we want to happen. What do you want to see more of in your life? Do you want to see more food? You want to see more clothing? You want to see more housing? You want to see more beautiful weather? This morning as I walked the path, the weather was about 55 degrees or 58, somewhere in there. And when the wind was still, it was just deliciously warm. And then the wind would come up and it'd be a little chilly. And so I said, this is a Santana wind. It's a warm wind. And that instant, it changed to a warm wind. You say, Herb, hey, that's cool. Yeah, well, we all do that. We all do that when we decide, hey, I want to be warm. What do these people do who are in the polar bear club? They dive into the Arctic Ocean or the Antarctic Ocean, and they swim around for a while, and then they come out. They should be dead. I mean, that water is so cold, and it just absorbs all the heat out of their body. And their hypothermia would be just so tragic that they would die. But they don't. Why? Because they choose to do it. They choose that experience. And then their body cooperates. One man off Iceland, his boat sunk. And he was a big, fat guy. And, finally somebody came along after a couple hours and found him. And they pulled him out and, you know, shook himself off like that. And how can you? How long were you out there? How can you do that? Well, he didn't think he was going to die. He didn't think he was going to be a frozen turkey. He didn't think anything like that, except that he was going to be picked up. And he was picked up. And he was picked up before he froze to death. And he would not have frozen to death because that was not his consciousness. What's your consciousness? What is it you'd like to see more of? You can be sure that that fellow is happy with that attitude. He says, wow, you know, I did pretty good. And he did. What is it you'd like to see more of? Would you like to see more of happy, harmonious relationships? Would you like to see more of abundance? Would you like to see more of, I know now, yes, I know now. What we'd like to see more of is our spiritual life, our spiritual path. That's what we're here for, be our self and have fun. But how do you see your spiritual path? How do you know your spiritual path? How can I have more of something that I don't see, I don't know? Well, that's a good question. You don't have to know how things come to you. The law brings them into your life. You merely must know how to put the cause in motion for it. And when the cause in motion says, I don't know, then what happens?
I don't know.
When the saint calls and says, treat for me that I take this test and I go to this new school, what happens?
That's what happens.
That's what happens. Is he going to that new school?
Yes.
When does he start?
Now.
After Easter vacation. He starts after Easter vacation. He finishes up where he is now in the school. And then after Easter vacation, he goes there. Now, will he have a good time there?
Yes.
Will he be thrilled to pieces with the people he meets?
Yes.
Will they be the kind of people who will just lift him up and help him soar in consciousness to the highest and best he's able to do? Will we ever go visit him there?
Well,
doesn't matter. Huh?
Doesn't matter.
I say, why not?
Why not?
Will we ever? Why not? What do we want to see more of? Do we see him as an outstanding being?
Yes.
You bet. Is he an outstanding being?
Yes.
What else would you like to see more of in your life? Would you like to see more fat on your body?
Young, vital, dynamic, beautiful.
Boy, she sure is naming it out there, isn't she? Young, dynamic, vital, and beautiful. Can you be that? Can you be young, dynamic, vital, and youthful when you're over 21? Well, of course you can. Think young. I have talked with so many people who are in their 70s and 80s and 90s, and they feel like they're 25 years old. Why? Because that's what their heart is. I was walking along the path yesterday, and I walked across the road here, which goes up to the Hermitage, and just as I entered upon walking across the road, a feeling hit me, and it said, you're walking, you're hitchhiking out to Eagle Springs Lake, you're going to visit Fred Smart at the farm, and you're walking along this road, you can smell the warmth of the road. Even though it was a spring day and it was cold and damp, you could smell the warmth of the road. You could smell the environment. You could feel the whole attitude. And I did. I felt the whole attitude. It was just wonderful because I felt just like I did when I was what? 16. Like when I was 16. And my body felt just like it did when I was 16. My mind felt just like it did. When we can clue ourselves in to feeling what we would like to have more of in our life, we'll have it. Are you ready for that? I think you should be, because you can, and it's very easy. What is it you would like to have more of in your life? Well, be excited about what you'd like to have more of, and you'll see more of it in your life. Be excited about what you would like to see more of in your life, and you'll have it. Are you ready for that? I am. I have these deja vu experiences every once in a while. And in the deja vu experience, I am there. I am experiencing that beautiful experience. And you can too. I see you doing it now. And I love you.